Agatha Christie's Short Stories, read by Hugh Fraser. The Adventure of the Christmas Pudding. "I regret exceedingly," said Monsieur Hercule Poirot. He was interrupted, and not rudely interrupted. The interruption was suave, dexterous, persuasive, rather than contradictory. "Oh, please don't refuse offhand, Monsieur Poirot. There are grave issues of state. Your cooperation will be appreciated in the highest quarters." "You are too kind," Hercule Poirot waved a hand. "But I really cannot undertake to do as you ask. At this season of the year," again Mr. Jesmond interrupted. "Christmas time," he said persuasively. "An old-fashioned Christmas in the English countryside." Hercule Poirot shivered. The thought of the English countryside at this season of the year did not attract him. "A good old-fashioned Christmas," Mr. Jesmond stressed it. "I am not an Englishman," said Hercule Poirot. "In my country, Christmas, it is for the children. The New Year, that is what we celebrate." "Ah," said Mr. Jesmond, "but Christmas in England is a great institution, and I assure you, at King's Lacey, you would see it at its best. It's a wonderful old house, you know. Why, one wing of it dates from the 14th century." Again, Poirot shivered. The thought of a 14th-century English manor house filled him with apprehension. He had suffered too often in the historic country houses of England. He looked round appreciatively at his comfortable modern flat with its radiators and the latest patent devices for excluding any kind of draught. "In the winter," he said firmly, "I do not leave London." "Well, I don't think you quite appreciate, Monsieur Poirot, what a very serious matter this is." Mr. Jesmond glanced at his companion.